Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Well, thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Larrick. I'm joined by David Smith, the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute, Illinois Family Action. We're recording our conversation at Grace Gospel Church in Bensenville. Many thanks to Pastor John Kirkwood.
You mean this isn't Studio North?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, but we have some special guests today, and they are two members of the Elgin District U46 School Board, Jeanette Ward and Cody Holt. Mr. Holt is up for re-election in the April 4th election. And Dave, we have endorsed Mr. Holt.
We have, absolutely.
The Illinois Family Action. Ms. Ward is not up for re-election April 4th. And also joining us in our conversation is Enoch Essendrop, who is running for a seat on the District U46 School Board. Welcome, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. For this edition of Illinois Family Spotlight, we want to concentrate on a couple of major issues impacting District U46. That one issue being bathroom and locker room policy and transparency. Jeanette Ward, those two issues seem to be connected in some ways, especially in terms of how the District U46 administration has dealt with the controversy concerning opposite-sex bathrooms and locker room access. Ms. Ward, you contend that parents were kept in the dark about the administration's left-leaning policy.
That is correct. Back in September, the weekend before Labor Day, the board was informed by the CEO/superintendent that at the end of that weekend, the following Tuesday, for the first time in U46, members of the opposite sex would be sharing locker rooms and bathrooms. And later I found out that weekend that there were no plans to inform the parents in U46. So the other parents who have regular gender children in that locker room and bathroom, there was no plans to tell them.
Why do you think that was? What reason did they give you that they didn't think it was necessary to tell parents of a monumental decision like that?
They used a law called FERPA, which is, I forget exactly what the acronym stands for, but it's the Family Rights and Privacy Act, something close to that. So they said that because it concerned the privacy of one student, they had no plans to inform the other students. I had later heard that that law was never intended to be used that way.
Of course not. Of course not.
Well, you've taken a lot of heat because of coming out and letting folks know what's happening in the school district. And there have been calls for you to resign even.
Right. So what happened, I told the CEO/superintendent that that was unacceptable. And I told him that the weekend before and on Sunday afternoon, still no reply. Monday, Labor Day, still no reply. I said, this is unacceptable. So I was in a panic. What am I going to do? So I decided I needed to inform the public, and I did so on my Facebook page.
Facebook did it.
And that kind of went viral, right?
Yeah, it did.
It did indeed, yes.
And you know what? Sunshine is the best disinfectant, isn't it? Cody, you've been on the board for how many years now?
For the past 2 years.
And what was the reason why you decided to get involved and run for school board?
So originally, when I decided to run for school board 2 years ago, it was on a reform ticket.
Okay.
I felt like there were many reforms that needed to be made, and I'm running again on that same reform ticket, trying to continue it.
Good.
Fiscal reforms, reforming government, reforming education, and battling for statewide structural reforms from the general legislature.
And this issue comes up
while
you're on your board, and you just added to your list of reforms, didn't you?
Correct. And this plays in, play in the two different areas within those reforms. So education reform, making sure that students' rights and their privacy are protected. And it also plays in the transparency.
You know, absolutely.
When we had 10 hours of public comment and people come out to oppose this policy, the board...
How many hours? Say that again. I want people to understand how much time the board took to hear from the community?
We spent 10 hours of our time listening to members of the public come out.
And each person got how many minutes? 2 minutes? 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
3 minutes to speak.
And some of the public actually came from Chicago, is my understanding.
Well, you know, the people who actually supported the policy, there was a lot of people who came from DeKalb, Chicago, different areas. So the people who generally opposed the policy were actually living within the district.
Enoch Essendrop, was it this issue that prompted you to run for the school board?
It's the issue that highlighted the need for someone to be there to back up people like Jeanette Ward and Cody Holt, for sure.
Amen.
Absolutely, because when we were there, we watched the other board members making snide comments, making, you know, gestures toward the public that weren't appropriate, for sure, and even posting on Facebook comments, even targeted at my specific church, things like that. So it is a little bit personal for me in that regard, but in this race, I'm running to back up the policies of Jeanette Ward and Cody Holt.
You know, the whole idea of the left's politics of personal destruction and or intimidation was on display and has been on display. And Jeanette, you've been the focal point in U46 for sure. And Cody, you too. And so, Enoch, even though you saw this, you're still willing to step up.
Yeah, it was not something that I was really planning on doing.
Thank you.
But it was something.
Thank you for doing that. And thank you to you two as well for serving and persevering, because it's not easy. The whole idea is to intimidate you and make sarcastic remarks and to belittle you. And I'm so glad that you guys have the thick skin to do that. So thank you. Kudos to you guys.
Well, you're welcome. I like to say, when people say that I cannot do otherwise, it's like fire in my bones. And you know what they say, blessed are you when people revile
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And you got to keep that in mind, don't you? You probably have that above your visor as you're driving every day to the school board meeting, right? You know, one of the things I say about the job that we do at Illinois Family Institute is, you know, we get a lot of rejection from different churches and from politicians across the state. It's part of the territory, but I tell people, one of my favorite prophets of the Old Testament is Ezekiel, because God told Ezekiel, I'm going to send you to a people that are hard-headed and hard-hearted, but don't worry, I made your head even harder than theirs. So you got to remember, my head is harder than theirs. My head is harder than theirs.
And we have a prophet in Enoch right here.
That's right.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, Cody, the Obama administration directed schools to open restrooms and locker rooms to students who reject their sex. But the Trump administration basically wants to leave such policies up to states. So where does that leave District U46?
Sure, absolutely. You know, you would think it would leave District U46 and wanting to respect the privacy and protect all of our students and their rights. But unfortunately, you're not seeing that. Unfortunately, what you're seeing is a left-leaning board, a very far left-leaning board, that wants to continue to push their agenda on the students of this district.
And in fact, on Monday, that's just what they did, because I right. made a statement on Monday night at Monday night's board meeting asking that we revisit this. And the same board members who said they supported it before supported it again. So the only way that parents and citizens are going to see this policy change, like one of the board majority said, is if we win elections. Elections matter.
One of the talking points from the left is that we're denying the rights and protections of the small minority of folks. You know, any one of you can speak to this issue. How do they focus on the gender-confused students instead of the rights, the privacy rights, right? The safety and modesty principles for the other students, the majority, the 99% of the student body. How do they get past that? I don't get it.
I don't either. I really, really don't. I do not understand it. But the Democratic Party in general is taking a stance of trying to bring all the minorities into their tent. And it's not working very well, as we saw in this last election. But we need to stand up for the right to the privacy of all students, including the ones that are not transgender and the ones that are.
That's
and there
right.
are reasonable solutions provided by Jeanette Ward and Cody Holt that they proposed.
And Representative Tom Morrison has introduced legislation that would also further those common sense protections. Nobody here at Illinois Family Action thinks that we should belittle or attack those people who are suffering from gender dysphoria.
Yeah, certainly not. They deserve privacy
God's image,
as well.
Right?
Yes.
We need to love them, but we need to love them enough to tell them the truth. And if we have to make an accommodation for them, then we can do that. But it doesn't mean, right, opening the doors to the ladies' locker room, right?
So. But I'd like to go around the horn here. What is a better alternative than opening up the restrooms to the opposite sex?
Sure, absolutely.
Go ahead, Cody.
So we could provide students who are confused about what gender they are access to a nurse's office to either change or use the restroom or a faculty bathroom.
Yep.
But we should not allow them within the bathroom of the opposite sex and infringe on the rights of those students. For the vast minority of these students who are confused.
Absolutely. You know, I was listening to news coverage on this issue, and it was a Chicago news station, and they had a young woman standing out in front of a school being interviewed, and they all be ridiculing Trump's decision, saying he rescinded the new protections, okay? But this young woman said something about she's asexual, which means she doesn't identify either as man or woman. So where does that leave her and the use of bathrooms and locker rooms?
It's just going to continue to inconvenience everyone. It's just the way it's going to go, and it's going to end up inconveniencing the taxpayer because we're going to have to come up with bathrooms for everyone and every special gender group. We can't afford to do that. We need to help these kids on a case-by-case basis, but not by allowing them into the other bathroom, but by using the nurse's bathroom or by using the staff bathroom. And that's the solution that has been brought forward.
Yes, and that's the solution I presented on Monday night, and I was told that was discriminatory. So my question to you is, if that's discriminatory, then anyone of any sex at any time should be able to access any bathroom they wish.
Did you get an answer to that?
That is the logic that follows from
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Did you get an answer?
No.
Because they don't have an answer for that, do they?
They do not.
Why am I not surprised, right? We need to take a little break, and we'll continue our conversation right after this.
People are talking a lot about healthcare these days. There are so many changes, so many questions. As Christians, where can we turn for answers? Well, at Samaritan Ministries, we believe the answer is in Jesus Christ, working in the lives of his people, demonstrating Christian community by sharing each other's medical needs, scripturally, faithfully. Here's just part of Lana's story in her own words.
I love getting the monthly share that I give to each month that has a name of a real person and their real medical concerns and a prayer request, you know, for them. That I get to interact with people from all over the country, just like me, and get to pray for them and know that they're praying for me when I have a need. It's great. I love it.
Lana is just one of over 200,000 members who are sharing over $23 million in medical needs each month. If you'd like to experience what it's like to partner with other Christians for your healthcare needs, and you'd like to see what other members are saying, visit MySamaritanStory.org.
Hi, this is Kurt Jarrus, the host of Veracity Hill. Veracity Hill is a radio podcast dedicated to striving for truth on faith, politics, and society. I don't have all the answers, but join me as I explore important topics with guests from respective fields. To learn more, text the word VERACITY to 555-888. That's VERACITY to the number 555-888, or check out our website at veracityhill.com.
Thanks again for joining us here on Illinois Family Spotlight. I'm Monty Lark, joined by David Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Family Institute, Illinois Family Action. Our guests today are Jeanette Ward, Cody Holt, and Enoch Essendrop. Two of these folks are candidates for the U46 school board. Cody is an incumbent, and Enoch is a challenger, and Jeanette is not up for re-election for a little while. We kind of touched on the issue of transparency, especially related to the transgender bathroom issue. But there's some other transparency issues going on in District U46, how the district spends money, et cetera. Right, Jeanette?
Actually, the first transparency issue is the way the board handled the 10 hours of public comment having to do with transgender bathrooms. Instead of allowing that to continue, they decided after the third meeting of that, that they were going to institute a limit on public comment. So they pushed any public comment that didn't have to do with an agenda item. If there were more than 20 public commenters, they had to wait till the end. And it reduced the amount of time that each public commenter was allowed to speak to 2 minutes. And when the board president, who is up for election, was questioned about this, she said, "I don't know," when asked why she did it.
Yeah, so actually, there's a funny story with that. When they proposed this change, I took a stance of, well, asking why are we doing this now? Earlier in the year, we actually had members of the public who were brought out by board majority members to come out and yell at Jeanette on a stance she took. And we spent about 2 hours listening to public comments on that combined.
Wow.
So now all of a sudden, after they have 10 hours of dissent against what their philosophy is, now they want to make a change. And I said, "Madam President, why are we doing this now?" And she goes, "Oh, I don't know." So it makes you wonder. That's a huge transparency issue, and you're obstructing the public from being able to address their elected officials.
Who introduced that resolution or that ordinance change? Do we know?
The board president.
And she didn't know why they were doing it now?
That's what she said.
Yeah, okay. What's your thoughts, Enoch, about the whole transparency problem?
Well, obviously, if she's saying she doesn't know why she's bringing up her own resolutions, she has a problem with being transparent with the public, period. It's quite obvious. And we have the chance to run against her and oust her and be able to put in a new board president.
So
we don't know who that would be yet, but we're still deciding.
So how many people are running right now, and what is the district makeup? Can you give me the communities that make up the U46?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now you have 3 spots up, 5 members who are running for it. Some of the major communities are Elgin, South Elgin, Bartlett, Streamwood, all of Wayne, a little bit of Carroll Stream, Hoffman Estates, Hanover Park, a little bit of Schaumburg, West Chicago, and St. Charles.
That's a lot. That's a big area in the northwest suburbs of the Chicago area. How many folks does that serve about?
About 41,000 students, and it's part of Cook, Kane, and DuPage County. It is the largest elected school board in the state and the second largest school district behind Chicago Public Schools.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, Chicago is appointed, so they, you know, you've got to kiss the ring of the mayor. Excuse me, we're wrong place anyway.
But in terms of transparency issues, are you concerned about how tax funds are being spent on buildings, curriculum, whatever? Jeanette? You
okay.
Want to talk about that?
So I have another example of transparency being a problem. So since I was elected and sworn in May of 2015, I had been asking to listen to closed session recordings from meetings that took place behind closed doors, so the public had no access. And the board majority did its darndest to prevent me from seeing that. There was one meeting, or listening, that is, there was one meeting I really wanted to listen to, and they got to the point of almost destroying that meeting, and I had to take them to court to get an injunction to prevent them from destroying that meeting. Then the legislature in Springfield unanimously, think how rare that is for anything to be done unanimously in Springfield, unanimously passed a law that codified the right of all board members to listen to any and all closed session meetings.
Wait a minute. So this happened while you were a school board member?
Correct.
So you couldn't listen to a board member a recording?
From before I was sworn in.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Well, all board members are equal, but, you know, some board members
are more
equal than others.
I shouldn't be laughing, but this is insane. I mean, this is what they're trying to do to keep this information away from the public, and they're desperately afraid of people like you who are shining the light of on it. That is just amazing to me.
This sounds
that
like is, Illinois.
It sounds like Illinois. But okay, so they codified this law in Springfield, and that helped you be
yes.
able to get to the records that you needed to get to.
And then I was able to listen to them.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just another example of the steps that the board majority has taken to prevent transparency.
Yeah, Chicago politics out in Elgin.
Correct.
Cody and Enoch, obviously you need votes to ensure your election and your re-election, Cody, for April 4th. But beyond that, you need some like-minded people to come out and vote for you. But beyond that, what can those like-minded people do for you guys?
Beyond that, I would say that they should get involved. Locally. They should come out to board meetings. They should become active citizens and educate themselves on what's going on in the school districts. And that goes for school districts across Illinois. I think that what we've seen in U46 is definitely happening in districts across the state.
Let me ask you a question. Before this controversy arose regarding bathrooms, how many people on average attended a school board meeting?
You'd get like 5 to 10 members of the public.
That's it. That's all that cared about what was going on. And maybe some of them were there because somebody was getting an award or being recognized. And
well, if we had awards, you know, we do have awards and recognitions at school board meetings. I mean, then you get like 15 to 20 people in the crowd.
Sure.
And then they leave out, you know, right after the awards are given.
You know, it's been my experience when I've gone, I've testified before various municipalities on the gambling issue especially, and it's surprising how few folks are attending these local councils and hearings that it's open to the public. You know, you're welcome to join and hear what's going on and give feedback, but nobody's there, and maybe that's the way a lot of these elected officials prefer it.
Enoch, is there something that you'd like to see happen to help you get elected?
I'd like to see more people out telling their neighbors that I am in fact running, but not just myself, but Cody, and that there is a difference that we can make on this board. I am only running because I believe we can make a difference. If Mrs. Ward and Cody weren't already there, I wouldn't even be attempting this. But I believe so strongly that we can make a change that I've decided to do this.
Well, God bless you. You know, this consolidated election is historically a very low turnout. And before we were talking about, you said that maybe 15% turnout in the last consolidated election. Was that right, Cody?
It's 12%.
Okay, I'm overshooting it here. So 12%. That means if we can get our people out in good numbers, what is that, Christian conservatives who believe, you know, that we the people should have a say in things, right? Then we have an opportunity to put you guys over the top. So we need to spread the word, don't we?
Correct.
What is it going to take to do that? Go ahead,
people
Jeanette.
Need to contact Cody Holt and Enoch Essendrop and volunteer to walk for them, volunteer to make phone calls for them, volunteer to stuff bags for them, because Cody Holt and Enoch Essendrop can't do this all by themselves.
And you know what it takes to get elected, right, Jeanette?
Yes, and so does Cody.
So does Cody. That's right. You've been here before, so good. Prayers. You need prayers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Jeanette, you've experienced what happens in a school district when you don't think left. So you know what it means to have prayers backing you up.
Yeah. And it's I was just saying to a friend today that you can tell when people are praying for you, and it does make a difference. Obviously, it makes all the difference, because our battle is not against flesh and blood. And this is a spiritual battle. And, you know, the Lord wants us to be strong and courageous. And what I've seen is that so many Christians have checked out. And that makes me very sad.
It makes me very sad, too. But there are people listening to this podcast right now who are interested. Maybe some of them are able to cut a check and donate. Some of them who may live in the district can volunteer their time. Or go vote. Vote early. Vote as soon as you can. Don't take it for granted that you're going to be around on election day. Something may come up, so vote early. But how do they get in touch with you guys in the website, Enoch?
I do not have a website. I do have a Facebook page.
Facebook,
just simply
we can do that.
Enoch Essendrop. Just contact me through there, either through messaging. Also, I do give
the
out
common
my...
spelling. Enoch Essendrop?
Yeah, very common spelling. E-N-O-C-H. And Essendrop is exactly how it sounds. E-S-S-E-N-D-R-O-P.
Okay. And Cody?
On Facebook, you can just do at Vote Cody Holt. And that's spelled C-O-D-Y-H-O-L-T.
Okay, there you go.
That's going to wrap things up here on Illinois Family Spotlight. We'd like to thank our special guests, Jeanette Ward, Cody Holt, and Enoch Essendrop. Cody and Enoch running for the school board. Get out and vote for them. Tell your friends. And Jeanette still needs your prayers on the school board in District U46.
As they do battle, and Cody does too, absolutely. God bless and Godspeed, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org. And look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.